Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 25th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Normally we do the news the networks refuse to use review of the previous show. We're too busy for that today. We've got an incredible guest just for you. And one of the things that I learned early on about this gentleman over the last 20, 25 years we've been watching him is he's absolutely steady as a rock. He stands for the sacred cause of liberty and the traditions of the founding fathers. He understands the God, family, country principles. He protects life, liberty, and property. And the sad part is they hate him for it. But you know what? We stand in good company, the head of Jesus Christ as well. And good people are standing with Christ. And that's who he is. And you know what? For him, it's freedom above fortune. For him, it's morality above all else. And they don't know what to do with a guy like this. So they just lie and cheat and steal and commit fraud and everything else because they're afraid of what he might do. He might actually stand for freedom, liberty, our sacred cause. Anyway, so one of the things that you got to learn quickly is you cannot trust the mainstream press with anything related to him at all. You've got to go to his Twitter feed. We've learned that with President Donald Trump. You got to go to President Trump's Twitter feed to know what he's exactly saying, not what they're saying he's saying or not what they're saying about him. Well, the same thing is true with our guest, Judge Roy Moore from Alabama. He's now running for Senate in Alabama. And I'm telling you, unless they commit vote fraud again, he's going to win. Okay? And if you want to get his Twitter handle, it's at Real Judge Moore. Real Judge Moore is where you go. And that way you can know what he's actually saying, not what they're saying he's saying. And you can know the truth about what's going on, which we'll dig into now. Judge Roy Moore, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam. It's nice to be with you.
All right. There's so much going on in the news, it's almost hard to know where to start. The press is just going absolutely berserk. And your Twitter feed, in my mind, captures kind of the key issues that are so important here. You say on your Twitter feed this: the truth is that my stand for the acknowledgement of God and our Constitution scares the Washington establishment to death, and perhaps it should. Isn't that a great opening salvo for your campaign?
Well, it is, and basically that's true. I wondered also how could anybody be so protested even before they qualified by everyone in Washington, and what are they scared of? And I can only resolve that they're scared of the fact that I acknowledge God. I have throughout my career, and you stand for truth, and you must acknowledge God to know where your religious liberty comes from, where your rights are from, and if you don't, then you're going to lose them.
Now, you also bring up this idea, hey, you know what, why the GOP alarm on the 2020 election cycle? If you're not capable of winning, if you're not a real candidate, if it's not legitimate, then why are they so worried about it? Why don't they just let it go and ignore it?
Yeah, I mean, what's all the protest if I can't win? What are they scared of? You know, we try to explain these things on our Twitter feed. We also go, if you want to go to roymoore.org, that's where our website is, and you can understand what we stand for. But we are drifting away from our Constitution, our rights under God, and if we don't go back, we're going to lose our country.
All right, let's talk a little bit about last go-round. They flat-out committed fraud. They tried to cover it up and pretend it wasn't fraud. But you know what? They're taking a page out of the playbook of the way they attacked Donald Trump and Neil Gorsuch as well. Same for you, pretty much, right?
Right, and then they use the same disinformation tactics, the same quote-unquote Russian tactics that came out in January of 2019 started by Reid Hoffman, a Microsoft billionaire, who put $750,000 into a misinformation campaign, and they just distorted everything I stood for.
There's a lawsuit about that right now. Is Larry Klayman involved in that?
Larry Klayman is involved in one of the lawsuits against Sacha Baron Cohen, Showtime, and CBS. And that, you know, courts are not the proper venue to rely on these days because they got so many they have so many judges that they don't go by the law. And clearly it was a fraud that occurred in Washington, D.C., and I've got a lawsuit there, and I've also got several other lawsuits against those that made false allegations. I'm in Alabama in about three courts, and we're continually fighting these things, and it's just another way to drag it out. But they don't want me to run. They don't want me to put forth the views of the Constitution. I appreciate you mentioning it is the supreme law of the land. It's not the courts. We've forgotten about separation of checks and balances. Separation of powers and checks and balances. But slowly people are starting to learn about the Constitution and its viability in today's world.
Well, and the good news is, as far as I could tell, the people of Alabama, ladies and gentlemen, elect who they want to go to the Senate, not Washington, D.C. That's an important point I think the mainstream press ignores.
Well, I think that is, and I think that's what people of Alabama see through. They've seen through this, and they've seen an effort out of Washington, D.C. to tell them who their senator is or should be, and they resent that. They're not going to be fooled again. You know, the old saying, you can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. And I think that's what they've tried to do is fool all the people all the time, and it's not working. And, you know, we are waking up. I'm hoping that the people of Alabama will respond accordingly in the next election cycle.
Well, Alabamans now know, though, that you were targeted by a flat-out smear campaign. I mean, I see it everywhere, that anywhere that's not controlled by the mainstream press, it's acknowledged, it's talked about. Even the mainstream press has been forced to admit it to a great degree.
Well, they have been, and that's what happened in January of 2019. The press actually came out and recognized this. Of course, they tried to undermine it by saying, well, it wasn't that much and it wasn't that important. You know, we've had all these investigations, the Mueller report and everything, but in this situation, everyone admits what they did and they just kind of downplay it. But it did have a tremendous effect. And people are not using their logic and reason anymore, because when something happens 32 days before an election, there's a reason for that. It's because there's not time to respond, not time to find out where it came from. And they knew that. And since that time, we can't find any of these people. They came out on national television and made their stories within a six-day period, three of them, after 40-something years, and then they're gone. And we can't find them. And that's very important.
Well, and one of the things the judges are doing is they're playing games with jurisdictions, right? They're moving things to different locations and stuff where they know they have, I don't know what you call them, activist, extremist judges to do their bidding?
Right. And another thing they don't understand, Sam, is the alignment of federal and state courts and the power of the states under the 10th Amendment. You know, we've been so confused. In law school, they taught, of course, there's two parallel tracks, the United States Supreme Court, the state courts, and then the federal courts. But in practice, everybody puts the federal courts above the state courts in constitutional interpretation. That is wrong. The lowest state court has every right to interpret a federal constitutional issue, just as the federal court of appeals in whose circuit that state trial court is situated. What I've just told you is a 1993 opinion by Justice Thomas, which is recognized by the Supreme Court, that state courts have the right, indeed the duty, to interpret federal constitutional issues. But as I see it across our country, all the state courts and the state authorities are caving and giving this over to the federal government when they have no right to. We upheld our state.
But not only do they have no right to, but it's a breaching of their responsibility to defer.
It is. It is, because the part you mentioned on the supreme law of the land, says something else. This Constitution and laws of the United States made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution and laws of any state, contrary notwithstanding, which means that state judges have every right and authority to interpret federal constitutional issues, and when they do, not even the highest federal court, the 11th Circuit, 6th Circuit, 5th Circuit, 9th Circuit, has the authority to overturn a state Supreme Court or a state trial court ruling on a constitutional issue. And that's what Justice Thomas was talking about, but we don't seem to understand that anymore.
Now, Clarence Thomas doing a phenomenal job standing up for pro-life right now, giving opportunities to really bring the truth to the forefront on this. That's going to be a key component of your campaign, pro-life, as well. Doug's a wacko.
Well, of course. I mean, the Fifth and 14th Amendment, which recognize life, liberty, and property, life was interpreted by the common law and by Blackstone's commentaries is beginning in the womb. Life was the immediate gift of God, a right inherent in every nature in every individual, and it begins in contemplation of law as soon as the infant stirs in its mother's womb.
All right, can you hang tight, Judge Roy Moore? Quick pause. We'll be right back. There's so much to talk about. I want to talk about the press headlines alleging a divide between Roy Moore and Donald Trump. This is critical, folks, because the mainstream press wants you to believe they're divided. It's a lie. We'll tell you about it in seconds. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, and the good Judge Roy Moore running for Senate in Alabama on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So much to cover, so little time to get it done. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Judge Roy Moore, running for Senate in Alabama. The mainstream press Republican swamp is what I would call it, is absolutely going ballistic. They're freaking out. But Judge Roy Moore asks a wise question. If I'm not going to win anyway, and if I'm not a viable candidate, why are you guys so freaked out about it? Phenomenal question. Hey, we noticed your Twitter feed is real Judge Moore, right?
Right.
All right, there's a fake feed that's real, what, Roy Moore?
Well, there's a...
That's right.
We have a roymoore.org. You can go to our website and find out where we are and what we're doing and how you can support us.
All right, so my point is, though, there's fakers out there. Beware. Go to the real Judge Moore Twitter feed.
Right.
Or roymoore.org to get the real facts. Go ahead, sir.
Right. They have fake everything. They come in and they attack you. They pretend to support you and they don't. It's just all a matter of deception, and that's what the nature of our game is nowadays.
But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the Lord's side, who, and when that happens, you know what? They might have their fake wins, too, but in the end, we win. They know it. They're chagrined about it. Nevertheless, we just need to keep fighting the good fight and stand for the sacred cause of liberty. Just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, Republicans and Democrats in 2017 alike conspired to commit fraud. They spent over $50 million to try to shut down Roy Moore, but Roy Moore still tops polls in Alabama right now, right, Judge?
That's right, and they spent $51 million, and they couldn't win, so they had to go to these deceptive tactics in the last 32 days, and they're still at it. They're still, as you mentioned earlier, influencing the president. They hold impeachment over the president, of course, in the Congress, and then they hold removal over him in the Senate, and that's exactly what they do. They put their pressure where they can and try to keep the establishment alive. Basically, the establishment is the problem. They don't represent the people, but they deceive the people to think they do.
All right, let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, the Washington establishment did not choose Donald Trump. The people did. Roy Moore tweeted that out, and he tagged at real Donald Trump, so Donald got that tweet. Hopefully he'll retweet that as well. Come on, President Trump, we're hoping for you, buddy. In the meantime, though, press headlines alleging a divide between myself, that's Roy Moore tweeting this, by the way, and President Donald Trump are simply fake news. Roy Moore says, I have the greatest respect and appreciation for President Trump and his domestic and foreign policies. And the Donald got that tag in your tweet too, Judge.
That's right, and I'll tell you, you know, Donald Trump, the best thing about Donald Trump is he's not a politician. Politicians have ruined this country. They keep their job, they keep their status quo, and they don't want to risk it by standing up. I think one of the things that scares them most, Sam, is the fact that I've lost my job twice, once over the stand of the Ten Commandments, and secondly, I was suspended for term because they couldn't get enough votes because they said I told probate judges to disobey a federal court order, when in fact I said that I could not tell the probate judges what to do, but they were under a valid state injunction not to issue same-sex marriage licenses. And by the way, Alabama still stands as the only state that has ruled both before and after Obergefell upholding their state constitution about traditional marriage.
And by the way, Alabama has one of the strongest, most constitutional state constitutions, the most correct, if you will, in the nation.
Well, I think, you know, it's very necessary to recognize that the whole premise of the Constitution is to restrain human nature because there is a God and because we are not.
Amen to that. So Donald Trump is being, you know, they're touting headlines that Donald Trump is attacking you. I think Donald doesn't really have the truth on what's really going on. We need to kind of be polite and educate Donald Trump. You know, the swamp is deep, sir.
Well, it's very deep, and they're using their powers against him. And, you know, I think Donald Trump knows in his heart that I support him. I support the things that he stands for because basically he's standing for the truth. About our economy, about illegals invading our borders, about the fair trade, the balance, about getting rid of NAFTA, CAFTA. And what have you heard about Obamacare out of Washington? You don't hear it anymore. It's just something that they have accepted. And, you know, they were standing against that, but they're not anymore.
Well, and by the way, President Trump needs to get a hold of this headline. Your wife is kind of leading this charge at morallaw.org on your behalf while you're running for Senate a little bit. But Affordable Care Act unconstitutional, and I highlighted this right when the ruling came out about this. I said, hey, man, this battle is over the tax. It's a lie. Congress says it's not a tax. The court says that it is. Wait a minute. The court's supposed to interpret what Congress said, not come up with their own edict. What the heck's going on around here? Isn't that the core of the argument?
That's right. And taxes were supposed to begin in the House if the Affordable Care Act began in the Senate. So there's a big problem there. They can't have it both ways, but they try.
All right. Now, the good thing is you're going to be leading with a pro-life message. You're going to be leading with a message that says, hey, the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional, so let's scrap that. We don't want illegals crossing our border. We're not against people of other nationalities. What we're against is illegality, right?
Right. Well, you know, it all began with illegality on the border, didn't it? Janet Napolitano in the Department of Health and Janet Napolitano's department decided that they wouldn't enforce the Child Arrivals Act. That's why it's called DACA. And they wouldn't enforce the fact that children could come in. So now, many years later, we've got a lot of people that have been here for many years, and they don't know what to do. But it began with an illegality, and it should have stopped, you know, immediately.
Well, and Donald's right when he says that there's fake news everywhere. He's also right when he says, hey, if we don't have laws in our nation, we're not a nation. I think he's spot on both of those reality checks.
He is, and we're not going by the law. And they know we're not going by the law on the border.
All right, what else is going to be a highlight of your campaign? As you slug it out with Doug, pro-life, I know, is going to be one of them. Alabamans know the truth. They keep bringing you back and back and back, don't they?
Well, I think the Constitution, you've got to go back and recognize the supremacy of the law, and that judges don't make law. And that's one of the big things. We can't get Supreme Court justices that are conservative in there because the Democrats seem to keep that out. And they put pressure, and when you get a recommendation for a judge, many times it's a moderate judge and not a true conservative. And I think that's one of the things I'd like to bring to the Supreme Court is recognition of the validity of the Constitution and why we need judges that will stand up for the true meaning of the Constitution. And checks and balances and separation of powers, as you mentioned, is one of the basic premises upon which the Constitution is based.
I think one thing we need to start doing to some of these activist judges that violate their oaths is we need to impeach them.
We need to impeach them, need to remove them. But there's a tendency to put judges on a pedestal to which they do not belong.
You're right, sir. All right, what else do you want people to know about you, about your running, about your campaign, about what you're going to focus on, about what we can do to help you, sir?
Well, one of the things is they stop the money flow. They stop your source of competition. And we need to go and help as best we can. Go to the website, roymoore.org, and see what we need. But we need to compete. They spent $51 million the last time. We had nearly six. And we really won, except for the end when they pulled these false accusations. And we still need money. And it's a thing that the establishment has control over.
When's the primary, sir?
Primary's in April.
All right, so we got a good bunch of work, but in April 2020, we're gonna throw down, and it's going to be for real then. Game on, huh?
It is. And people ask why, Stan, why I'm doing this. I'm doing it not for me, not for just my family, but for people that are coming after us, our children, our grandchildren. The people of Alabama were cheated. They won't be fooled again. They know, and the people of this country need to start waking up the crookedness going on in our political system.
We know you're busy and you got to fly. Just tell your wife we love her and appreciate her lead over at morallaw.org. We appreciate your stand and your efforts to bring briefs to the court regarding the unconstitutionality about the Affordable Care Act, which isn't affordable at all. It's a fraud. It's dishonest. There is no authority or jurisdiction whatsoever. We're grateful for your leadership on that. We're going to do all we can to see you get elected, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Sam, and I appreciate your support, support for the Constitution, support for the acknowledgement of God.
We pray you come back soon, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thank you. There he goes, Judge Roy Moore. It's all about God, family, and country, and I don't know another guy that stands up as boldly, nobly, and independently as this guy, Kurt.
I couldn't agree with you more, Sam, and, you know, it's been that way ever since we've heard of him. It seems like some 20 years or maybe more.
Yeah, and it almost seems like the more they attack him, the taller he gets. All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, this is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, news the networks refuse to use, straight ahead on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump imposes new sanctions on Iran and Iran's leaders effective yesterday, Iranian leaders say today that it spells the permanent closure of all diplomacy between the two nations. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he doesn't buy that.
It will be, I think, the combination of sanctions and other pressure that does bring Iran to the table.
Iran's president saying the White House is suffering from mental illness. Mexico is deploying 15,000 troops to its northern border in a bid to crack down on illegal immigrants entering the United States. The deployment coming after the Trump administration threatened tariffs on Mexico if the Mexican government didn't do more to stop illegal immigration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
One of the Democrats seeking the White House wants to wipe out all student loans, but could he really make it happen? Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Presidential candidate Vermont Senator Independent Bernie Sanders wants to cancel all student debt, $1.6 trillion. Sanders says it would be paid for by a series of taxes on Wall Street trades.
Today we are, in fact, offering a revolutionary proposal. A proposal that will transform and improve our country in many, many ways.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will be meeting with 9/11 first responders today. Those responders pushing for reauthorization of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund, which is running out of money. The Republican leader has been the focal point of a public shaming by former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's argued that the responders shouldn't have to come to Capitol Hill to beg for the continued funding. This is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. At Real Judge Moore. I'm telling you, that's the real Twitter feed, folks. He's got some tremendous stuff on there. I'm telling you right now, I added it to my list to follow. And, you know, he says, let's face it, the Washington establishment didn't choose Trump. The people did. And then press headlines alleging a divide between myself and President Donald Trump are simply fake news. I have the greatest respect and appreciation for President Trump and his domestic and foreign policies. And then it says, at real Donald Trump. So he added the Donald to that tweet, so Donald knows the truth there, see? Good stuff. And I'm telling you right now, with the battle with Roy Moore, there's no way that Donald isn't ignoring Roy's tweets. So there you have that, ladies and gentlemen. I retweeted a bunch of those things on my Twitter feed. Of course, that's Liberty Round TBL, just so you know, our Twitter feed. And that's going on. Any comments on the interview there, Kurt? Any comments to make before we move along?
So it's Liberty. Ours is Liberty Round TBL.
That's right.
Okay, I was looking up Sam and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I'm just Sam. I'm not Liberty Roundtable, buddy. I don't have my own Twitter feed, actually. I don't have a Sam Bushman Twitter feed. You want to know why, Kurt?
Somebody does, Sam.
Well, there must be somebody else, right? I don't know what they're talking about or who they are or what they're doing. I'm just doing my own little thing, you know? The reason I don't is because it's not about me, right?
Right.
So I got a Liberty Round TBL one. I got a Liberty News Rate RDO one. I got, you know, a few of them. But they try to relate to what we're doing more than me, right? I'm not really trying to highlight me as a person or make me popular or me important or whatever else. You know, all I'm trying to do is focus on the news the networks refuse to use, et cetera. All right, any other tidbits on Judge Roy Moore? Phenomenal job. We hope he comes back. The primary in April, we're going to do all we can to see him get elected, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm telling you right now, I'm convinced he's the real deal. And if you question that, just look at the mainstream press attack of him, and you know he's the real deal, right, Kurt?
That's right. That's exactly how to know.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So you say the primary for him is in April of...
That's what he said. 2020? Yeah, April 2020. Roger that. Yes, sir.
Huh. Okay.
Why, you're confused on that a little bit?
I was just thinking it'd be sooner.
I'm just telling you what he said. I don't know. RoyMoore.org, if you want to learn more about it, you can keep track of that. You can, you know, keep us up to speed on it. In the meantime, though, I want to talk about listener David doing a phenomenal job of the weekend emailing me about A Man for All Seasons, the movie, highly recommended movie, and it's about Sir Thomas More. And last Saturday was his feast day, and I had to learn about that, and I'm just sorry that I don't know everything, folks. I'm just, you know, like everybody else. I know the mainstream press wants you to believe they know everything, but they don't. They just have a lot of good staff that can pretend they do. Meantime, though, once in a while, I just have to tell you I don't know something because I'm just not caught up, and I'm not going to pretend I know something I don't know. And so... We talked about listener David doing a phenomenal job, and I talked about feast day. I learned about it. What is a Catholic feast day? The Catholic Church assigns one day out of the year for each and every canonized saint known as feast day. It's usually on their birthday, or sometimes the church designates a day. And so Sir Thomas More has a feast day, and A Man for All Seasons is a great way to kind of get caught up on what's going on there and learn about the battles that he fought for the sacred cause of liberty and everything else. It's impressive. And I bring it up because David had a couple of more tidbits to bring our way. Kurt, you got those details?
Yes, he did, Sam. And let's see, here's the ones that he
And by the way, I didn't mean to ignore him on Saturday when he tweeted. I just didn't have a handle on what he was saying enough to deliver it effectively or properly. That's all. I mean, you know, the problem is I'm just not educated enough. But I've done my research now, and I hope I can do justice to it now, Kurt.
Yeah, he said Thomas More was beheaded defending the Magna Carta of England. Thomas More is a patron statesman. Heroic virtue is what he added as well. So, you know, the guy's certainly somebody we should emulate, if you will.
Amen. And I knew a little bit more about Thomas More than I knew about the movie, right?
You know, since we're talking about Judge Roy Moore, maybe Thomas Moore's a relative.
Well, they're spelled differently, last name, aren't they?
Oh, not that I can see, at least based on what I'm seeing. From all right. David,
anyway, hopefully they're relatives. All I know is they're standing up for the same sacred causes as are we, as is our listener, David. And David, I hope I've done justice to it. I didn't mean to ignore it or act like it's not important. I just, you know, when people bring me news that I'm not familiar enough with, what I like to do. Is I like to take a little bit of time to become educated, to know what I'm talking about. And the goal is, one, so that I can deliver it in its proper form. So I can, you know, put the right foot forward and do it justice and do good. And, you know, hey, that's kind of how I roll and stuff. And so, I mean, I don't mind if somebody catches me flat-footed and I just have to admit I don't know something. That's fine. But it comes across a lot better if I can be an advocate for the right causes, right? If I'm caught up to speed and I can do something justice. And so, great work, Dave. We appreciate you, sir. Going to Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org. We talked about political leadership school coming up on July 27th in Sandy, Utah. CampaignForLiberty.org/Utah to get details on that. We also talked about, was General Patton assassinated by the U.S. government? The answer is, it looks like, sadly, he was. We also talked about Double Jeopardy, a hallmark of tyranny. We seem to be leaning more and more and more towards the Double Jeopardy standard in America. It's a tragedy, and judges that enact this and push for this ought to be impeached, as the good Judge Roy Moore said earlier. And the Supreme Court said person can be charged and tried in state and federal court for the same conduct. CNN. This is where Judge Roy Moore would go ballistic and say that's just not true. The federal government has limited jurisdiction here, folks. He pointed that out earlier in the broadcast as well, and I tend to agree with a good judge. Ron Paul doing a great job saying medical IDs enemy of privacy, liberty, and health. Boy, is that spot on. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check out his weekly webinars, The Doctors in the House, and he has Q&A on the Constitution. If you have a question, he's got answers for you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, the guy's an incredible scholar. And we talked about deep state support pouring in for imprisoned congressmen. So deep state is against us, but we got support pouring in against the deep state. Rachel Alexander writes the piece for WND.com. You know what? We might see daylight. We might get Steve Stockman free, and our prayers are we get that done. Ted Nugent and others taking the lead in it. We're in support the best we can be, and we totally believe Steve Stockman is innocent and in prison wrongfully because the evil deep state and their dishonesty, as Judge Roy Moore highlighted as well. You know what? These people will go to no, they'll stop at nothing for their sinister evil agenda. I'll tell you that right now. All right, we talked about this incredible Affordable Care Act, unconstitutional. morallaw.org, ladies and gentlemen. The Fifth Circuit Court is expected to decide the case later this year, and it'll probably go to the Supreme Court. Believe it or not, the good Judge Roy Moore's wife is kind of involved in that foundation, leading the charge there, doing a great job. Kayla Moore, wow, what a, I'm telling you right now, he got a good wife, too. They're standing together as a husband and wife. I mean, everything about these people, they just, the mainstream press, the perverters, the godless, they just melt down at everything Roy and his lovely wife do, huh, Kurt? I mean, everything they are and stand for, they just can't tolerate it. They just can't deal with it. A man and a wife that love each other, that are educated, that stand for moral law, that believe in God, that don't back down, that they don't care, freedom above fortune. They just don't know how to cope with these people, so they just absolutely come unhinged. But I'm grateful to know them. I'm grateful for their leadership. I'm grateful for their example, and I want to stand shoulder to shoulder in the sacred cause to which we're engaged, that is to promote God, family, and country. Donald Trump quietly revolutionizing health insurance. They say it's going to destroy socialized care. I wish that was all true, but I don't see it that way. I think Roy Moore's got the real solution, and Donald needs to tap into the real answers. And Kurt's right. I mean, you know, what Donald's working on is a step in the right direction, but by golly, what Roy Moore's working on is what, one leap for mankind, Kurt? So, you know, hey, if we're going to have one or the other, I mean, I'll take either, but I prefer the Judge Roy Moore method, personally. But I'm grateful for any efforts we can to dismantle any socialism in America. I'll tell you that right now, Kurt. Any comment on that?
Well, yeah, couldn't agree more, Sam. And, I mean, just like I mentioned yesterday, when you have a situation, you're glad for any movement. You hope for the complete improvement, but got to be grateful for whatever happens.
All right. I've been on this wonderful high, doing great, talking about people that respect God, family, and country, and people that are standing for our sacred cause. And man, it's just been, in my opinion, a feast of delight. Now Kurt brings up this government meeting. Kurt?
A government meeting. Let's see. So looking at that, this must be, oh yeah, okay. WorldNet Daily has got this piece, and Art Moore, and not, I don't think any relation.
So you got Thomas Moore and Judge Moore, now you got Art Moore.
Yeah, we got a bunch of Moores. Anyway, the headline reads, government meeting opens with Hail Satan invocation.
Are you kidding me right now? Kurt's got details. We're starting to see the great divide in America. As for us, we hope to be on the Lord's side. Who? I'll tell you that right now. Sam and Kurt in seconds.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The epic culture war battles continue, ladies and gentlemen. Headline, government meeting opens with Hail Satan invocation. ACLU force new policy allowing adherence to any religion to pray, Kurt.
Yeah, now this happened in Alaska, Sam, and they call it, Kenai Peninsula Borough in southern Alaska. The Kenai River, I've been fishing there, by the way, and, you know, but I didn't see any of this satanic temple thing up there, but I guess apparently what happened was it was August of 2016. This lady from this satanic temple was one of the people to pray at a assembly, a meeting, and people didn't like it, and so then they passed a kind of a law or a policy that says group was not an assembly approved religious association. Then she, along with the ACLU, sued, and the Alaska Supreme Court ruled that this was last October, that the policy was unconstitutional. Now she was allowed to pray again. Protesters showed up outside the borough's administration building, about 40 people with signs saying reject Satan and his works and know Jesus and his love. That's according to the Peninsula Clarion newspaper. Now, you got a few others who have signed up to pray. They got one called a non-believer, a Baha'i, a Wiccan, and a Pastafarian. I wonder what a Pastafarian is. Do they like pasta?
But you go research that out while you're eating your spaghetti, buddy, and then you can come back and report, right. You know.
I'll give you some.
All right, good. So what's good? Where is this at, Kurt?
This is in Alaska, Sam.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of the things the lady said in her prayer, you know, because they list the whole thing, says, let us embrace the impulse to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Just interesting stuff.
I will say this.
He's got the peace, you know.
When they say the ACLU forced this, see, I disagree with that. The ACLU, is a small, tireless minority, Kurt, and they can't have their way if we the people don't let them. We're the majority. And you know what? They can't force these things unless we do nothing. You know, if we're able to prosper, good men must do nothing kind of a thing, right? So I guess what I'm saying is I don't want to just act like, oh, they forced it. There's nothing we can do about it. That's kind of the lie being told. And this is where I think a lot of the conservatives kind of miss the mark, Kurt. Let's not pretend we've lost. Let's stand up and do what we can. And you know what? We can win. And Ron Paul emailed me. And the headline is called Setting Brush Fires, Kurt. And I think Ron's right about this. He says, Sam, when I was running for president back in 2008 and 2012, many people told me that I was their political hero. I can't tell you how humbled I still am to receive praise like that. But today, I want to take a moment to share a few stories with you about some of my political heroes. That is the men and women volunteering with Campaign for Liberty state groups across the country. These liberty leaders are fighting political battles day in and day out in neighborhoods and at the state capitals, and they often don't get the recognition they deserve. They truly embody the spirit of Samuel Adams when he observed, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather a tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Anyway, he goes on to a few stories this year, but I highlight this in relationship to the point that you brought up, Kurt, that in this story, at least, hey, this isn't a situation where they can really force this unless we let them. See? And most people just think, we've already lost, stick a fork in it, it's done or whatever. I don't believe that for a second, Kurt. I believe we've got to stand up and fight. We've got to take it seriously. Like Judge Roy Moore, we've got to put freedom above fortune, as Joe Bannister says. We've got to put people and principle above politics. And when I say people, we've got to find those who will stand and who have a track record to stand for the sacred cause of liberty. All right, Kurt wants to tell you about a church that becomes a venue for a drag queen.
Oh, I don't really want to, but okay. I was just shocked at this.
You can delete it if you want.
Well,
here's the thing. We don't want to talk about this, but we feel like we must, ladies and gentlemen, to make sure you know what is really going on in the battle so that we can do something about it, right?
That's exactly right. And this is from the Mount Auburn Presbyterian's Custodian. This is in Cincinnati, by the way. This custodian covered himself with makeup and glitter participated as a drag queen. It says libraries around the country in recent years have come under harsh criticism for abandoning their objective to serve the community by staging drag queen events. And now this isn't anything about dragsters, you know, like race cars. It's a different kind of drag. One of the first to draw attention was held in 2017.
It's a drag to even have to cover this stuff.
At the Michelle Obama Public Library in Long Beach, California. Now the libraries have got competition. And you say, with what? And the answer is with a church. Cincinnati.com reports drag queen Sparkle Lay brought an LGBT story time to the Mount Auburn Presbyterian Church in Cincinnati. Dan Davidson, a custodian, recently spent hours applying makeup and glitter to become Sparkle and read a story to children. The service, the report said, featured God Welcomes All by the choir. Then Sparkle came out to read to the youngest disciples while wearing a flowing pink drew and green curls. I don't know what that is, but I think I know what green curls are, but a flowing pink drew, I don't get it.
It's just some whacked out attire to promote the perverted agenda, Kurt, to the children, that's all.
Yeah, it says the story Sparkle chose was about Harvey Milk, an openly homosexual politician who died years ago. Anyway, it goes on, but bottom line is, get some strange things going on, Sam. In this world,
you got that right. Anyway, our prayers are that we can endure, but a church becomes a venue for a drag queen. We thought it was bad enough when it was in libraries, Kurt. Now it's going to catapult the churches?
Yeah, and by the way, they point out that in their state, they pay about $400 million a year to support libraries. So libraries aren't, you know, the free things we think they are many times, you know.
Well, that's for sure, you know. All right, anyway, our prayers are that, we can, the only way to solve this problem, whether it become the ACLU forcing Satan prayers, whether it become churches promoting drag queens, the only way back, ladies and gentlemen, is to turn to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and turn to the truth that shall set us free. I mean, there is no other answer for solutions, folks. I'm telling you right now, you can say, oh, Sam, you're just too religious for me. Fine. But I'm telling you, the founding fathers understood that without us being a religious and a moral people, hey, our country's, it's going to be curtains. You got a republic if you can keep it, they wisely said. And, you know, when we look at this Samuel Adams quote, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. That's the answer. That's what we intend to do on this radio program. That is our mandate. All right. Anyway, I guess New York and California are interesting states, Kurt. And what, people are bailing? They're out?
Well, that's the way it seems like, Sam. This is according to another WorldNet Daily piece. They say SALT, S-A-L-T, deductions. Do you know what S-A-L-T stands for, Sam?
No, I don't.
They say it's called state and local tax deductions.
Oh, I thought it was like the SALT shall lose its... You know,
yeah, well, it might be that, too. But the headline here, New York, California, high-tax state exodus just beginning, expert warns. And this guy's name is Alan Goldenberg. He's a principal at Friedman LLP. He told Fox Business, he says, it took a few months for taxpayers to realize the dollar implications until they actually filed their tax returns this year. He says it quantified the impact of the loss of the SALT or state and local tax deductions when people saw it in front of their eyes on their tax return. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act introduced a number of reforms, including the notorious, the article says, $10,000 cap on state and local tax deductions, which has caused Americans to look into establishing legal primary residences in states where they can limit their liabilities.
By the way, that's just as it should be for people to flee to less abusive states, Kurt.
Well, I mean, imagine that, Sam. I mean, people, it's just like if you have two stores and one of them charges you more for the same thing, you might go to the one that charges you less. But they say states that some Americans have already begun leaving for are Florida, Texas, and Nevada. Now you say, well, why would they go there? Well, this article says all three of which have no individual income tax.
And they people either flee to a state that has no income tax or a state that has no property tax. And I think it's property tax in the state of Nevada. I guess they do have a property tax. They just have no income tax. Is that how it is?
I guess so.
All right, I'm looking for the first state that has the guts to go with sales taxes and other taxes and not have income or
property
taxes, personally. Wouldn't that be? I mean, there's not a state doing it yet, Kurt, but I'm hoping one will have the guts to get it done soon. That's the state people will flock to. Trust you, me.
Yeah, they say, as previously reported by Fox News, while Florida received more movers than any other state last year, New York outflows to the Sunshine State were the highest. That was 63,772 people. Man, who's counting those? New York had the
third largest... Hey, they got plenty of cash. They got plenty of minions to get it done, Kurt. Bean counters for cash.
They say New York had the third largest outflows of any state, with 452,580 people moving out within the past year, almost 500,000. California, another high-tax state, had the largest outflow of domestic residents, with the highest
proportion
of people.
What, that doesn't count the illegals? Is that what a domestic resident is? We're not counting the illegals this time?
I guess that's what that means. With the
How
highest
do they know
proportion
if you're domestic residents or not when you move, Kurt?
Headed to Texas, Arizona, and Washington.
All right, hang tight. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam, he's Kurt, you're you. Thanks for being alongside. That's an old Michael Reagan quote, by the way. The good old Ronald's son. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. Every penny helps us grow our presence in the media. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. Hang tight. Hour two coming up.